Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Shaza for community comment. We are, for the first time in decades, tackling an immediate dire threat that our country has shown itself incapable of combating effectively. Some countries are managing better than others, and my guess is that the nations that fare best are the ones with high public trust and strong science-based leadership. History tells us that in the face of public health crises, leaders who are informed, focused, organized, and transparent are most likely to be successful. While our leaders must be optimistic and provide hope, more importantly, they must be transparent, both to prevent unfounded information from spreading and to create the credibility that will encourage people to follow guidelines instead of being skeptical of their government. We are nowhere near the end of this pandemic. We have been treating this disease as a political and economic problem rather than a social and biological one. The denial of the reality and severity of the pandemic is the latest manifestation of a fissure between science and politics that has been widening for decades in the United States. When scientific consensus has implications that are inconvenient, some of us are expressing our feelings as denial and anger. But, you know, sometimes you just have to have faith that our public health workers know what they are talking about. I'm often a skeptic, but in this instance, I'm comfortable with the guidelines and an eventual vaccine. This disease is revealing how the lack of universal health care hurts society at large. Like other infectious diseases, coronavirus strikes differently along socioeconomic lines. If we're going to compel people to act in ways that decrease the spread of infection, like staying away from work, or that increase the risk of infection, like going to work sick, then surely providing access to affordable health care and universal sick leave should be part of the deal. While this pandemic did not cause the structural inequalities in our society, it nevertheless has brought them into stark relief. There is effectively zero chance a significant proportion of the population will be vaccinated against this disease before spring or summer of next year at the earliest. And there is no guarantee that enough of us will get vaccinated to reach the estimated 75% needed for herd immunity. We can deny the existence of the virus, get angry when asked or required to wear a mask, but eventually we have to accept reality. As of this moment, there is much that is unknown. But despite these uncertainties, we must all make the best decisions we can at the moment, be informed by the broadest consideration of views, and be guided by scientific facts. It's going to be a long winter, so mask up and think and do what is best for you, your family, and our community. And have a happy COVID-free Christmas. This has been Bill Shaza for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.